Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Each and every week, we share with you the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Practical, realistic, and things that you can actually do around your home. We try to demystify the home and all of the bits and pieces that make your house a home. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and some of the things we're going to tackle: decks. It's that time of the year to really start thinking about that. Joe, last week we had a number of calls about decks.
That's right.
Are coming in now because people are ready to get outside and have some fun.
Well, the weather's warming up. More and more people are going outside and maybe raking off their deck, blowing off their deck for the first time this spring and summer. And yeah, there's a lot that first there's cleaning and there's checking to make sure it's structurally sound. But yeah, I think we're getting more and more deck questions as time goes on here.
And also, you know, more people are doing things in their yard, landscaping, gardening. The garden centers are going crazy right now with all of the new plants coming in. Also, people are realizing the functionality of having the right type of landscape border. So we're going to talk about an alternative that you might have never thought about, pretty inexpensive and very permanent type way of keeping that grass from encroaching into those beautiful flowers that you're planting. Another thing is an above ground pool. Joe, I'll tell you what, when I'm flying and
right.
I'm looking out, I always have a window seat. I'll never get tired of looking out of a window of an airplane. And there's a lot of people that have swimming pools, and a
sure.
lot of them are the above ground pools, but that's a lot of water in one spot. That ground better be ready for that amount of weight.
Ready and level.
Yeah,
right.
And
you don't want a deep end if you have an above ground pool because it's supposed to be all the same depth. But yeah, I mean, prep. How many times, Dan, do we talk about no matter what you're doing on your house, whether it's painting or anything else, the prep work is important, and it's important if you're putting in an above ground pool as well.
Well, every hour here on Today's Homeowner, Joe features a great simple solution for us that we're going to hear in just a little bit. What about a little tease of what we can expect?
All right. Well, you were talking about being outside, so how about a safe, non-toxic mosquito repellent you can make out of items and materials you probably have in your home right now?
Boy, that's perfect. Perfect time of the year for that. Hey, we want to stop right now in the middle of this show and say Happy Mother's Day to every mother
right.
out there. You know, I think about a lot of times, this is, of course, it's of every year for mothers. It's a very, very special day. But think about those women that are having that this is their first Mother's Day. Think about how big that is for them.
Yes, we have a niece who just gave birth to twins.
Oh, boy.
Down in Miami. Marla, my wife, is flying down to see her shortly. And yeah, so we just picked out we sent her a card, you know, last week. But yeah, I just can remember when my wife had, when we had our first child, and the first Mother's Day cards come in. You know, it's your only opportunity to do it, right?
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So if you know anybody who's a first-time mother, absolutely be sure to call, send the card, or acknowledge them in some way.
And if you ask them, you know, what would you like for Mother's Day? What do they always say?
A day off.
Sleep.
That's
I just
right.
need some, especially if you have twins. I can't imagine.
Right.
I used
yeah.
to think that would be such a great thing. I have a lot of twins on both sides of my family, and I thought,
right.
well, that would be cool to have that. Now, after having three girls, three children, I decided that's probably not such a novelty anymore.
Yeah. Well, we had good friends who couldn't get pregnant for years and years, and they adopted a child, and the following year she got pregnant with triplets.
Oh.
So they went from zero to four. In very quick order.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like waking up one morning going, you know, what happened there? What?
Why do we have to add on to the house all of a sudden?
Hey, Joe, we got a couple emails I wanted to
okay.
address here. You know, we were talking about with a homeowner last week about the strange ant phenomenon that he was having, that they had ants that were piling other ants out and so forth. We got an email from
lots of dead ants.
Yeah, a lot of dead ants. But we got a couple emails here. One from Reggie that says, have you ever tried diatomaceous earth for ants? Yep. You can take in something like a salt shaker and give each anthill a treatment. This has worked 100% for me. Huh. And so, you know, I have heard of that before. I've never really used it or thought about it. I did a little bit of research, like, what the heck is this? It's basically...
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
How that works?
It's just a little blurb about it. It's a naturally occurring soft sedimentary rock that has been crumbled into a fine white to off-white powder and has a particle size ranging from less than 3... What is that? UMs? I don't even know what that is.
UMs?
To more than 1 millimeter. But
is that microns?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's microns.
Microns, okay. Well, intellectual dentist piped in on that one. But anyway, they talk about using this because it basically just dehydrates whatever consumes it. So it basically just pulls water from the insect's body, damaging the layer and increasing the evaporation of water. So they basically just dehydrate and die. So,
right.
Reggie, thanks for that. I have heard of that, and sounds like a pretty good way of doing that. But another one, you know, what we were talking about on that one last week is how the gentleman who was very... very funny when he was describing all of this problem,
right.
That he said, it appears as if the live ants were taking and stacking the other ants outside to get them out of the column or whatever they were in.
Right.
And it was funny because, you know, I'll tell you, you know, we love when people listen to our show, but sometimes you're required to listen to our show when you work at a radio station, just like Chris McIntyre's up in Galesburg, Illinois. Says, I work at one of your affiliates, WGILAM. On a recent broadcast, a caller was talking about ants and how he would see ants carrying a dead ant and throwing it. I read this week, actually, that ants do have graveyards. When an ant dies, ants will carry their dead comrade and throw it into the ant graveyard. I don't know what, you know, if this is what's going on or not,
right.
But I just did read that recently. Chris, thanks for taking the time to send that in. But now I am all intrigued about ants. I want to read more and more about ants. And I remember as a kid wanting one of those, you remember those ant farms?
I think. Yeah, I had one.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Do they
it
work?
Was really yeah, they do work. It was a really narrow opening, like there were two pieces of plastic, panes, like vertical panes of glass, but they were plastic. And I was surprised that there were only, from what I remember, like maybe a half inch apart. There wasn't much space in there.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is that when you fill it with sand, when ants dig the tunnels, you can see them. Because
wow.
If it was really thick sand, you wouldn't see. The tunnels would be buried. And you could see the ants crawling. They actually came with ants. I think you used to order the ants separately, and they came in like a little vial. I'm not sure they're still mailing ants anymore, but it was interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what they are mailing is worms. You know,
mail order worms recently?
Yes, but it hadn't turned out very well. My wife, you know, we have the big aquarium. I talked her into letting us go with fresh fish in there instead of the tropical, you know,
fresh,
saltwater.
Not fresh fish as opposed to frozen fish?
Fresh water fish is what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. So so anyway.
Fish sticks will sink right to the bottom of the aquarium.
So I caught fish and put them in there. So I got three bluegill in there, and
right.
I have one smallmouth bass in there.
Oh, great.
And she's just absolutely intrigued with them. She takes worms, holds it in her hand, and
right.
says, okay, Bobo, come up. And
it's Bobo.
So Bobo comes up. That's the big brim. And
right.
gets that. And then the new bass, there's a little fake little truck, rusty-looking truck inside this thing, just, you know.
Right.
And the bass just hangs out in the truck all the time until
okay.
she dangles the worm, and then he comes out of the truck on the driver's side and comes up and gets the worm. So anyway, so she says, this is too expensive to be buying these worms all the time. We need a worm bed. Okay, well, next day, of course, Amazon knocks on the door and has a big box. So she starts putting this thing together, which is like four legs on it and a big canvas thing,
right.
And I hadn't figured it out yet. But anyway, it's in our living room right now. So she orders the worms from somewhere else in a starter kit. They said they would be there in 2 days. We're on day 9 right now.
Uh-oh.
So we can assume the worms are not going to be,
hope they're not sitting on a loading dock somewhere.
Recognizable. They said after 2 days you can't use them. So anyway, hopefully they don't show up and, you know, she opens it in the kitchen and then we'll have that to deal with. So anyway, worm bed in the living room. What do I do, Joe? What do I do?
Well, I assume this is going to eventually live outdoors. Yes, yeah, warm bedroom.
I'm assuming that too.
Don't move it into my room, because when I come down and visit, Danny has a room reserved for me. I don't want to be sharing it with a bunch of worms.
So she's having fun with it. And
so how big is this? We're talking like 3 by 4 foot?
Yeah, about 3 by 3 by about 3 foot tall. Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of worms.
So, you know, think about it. What a sweet, thoughtful gift that would be for your mother on Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
Here, Mom,
nice
here's worm a worm bed. So anyway, there's a lot going on all over, and we've got a lot going on here at Today's Homeowner Radio. A lot of emails that have come in this week. We certainly appreciate that. And the Today's Homeowner Hotline is there for you right now. You can call us at 1-800-946-4420 anytime at all that you have a question or comment. Let us know about it and send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. We've got a lot of different things to share with you. And again, we want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and hope you're being well taken care of during this special day that's set aside to honor you. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we'll be right back.
Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck, use our mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hand. Some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, our tool rental department does. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Joni.
Hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. Look, my garden's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for critters. I need help.
Sounds like a job for Repelzol from Bon-Eyed, the number one selling repellent to control pests like deer, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, and more.
How's it do all that?
Repelzol drives animals away with a proprietary blend of ingredients that repel by taste, touch, and smell. More than a dozen different animals for up to 2 months guaranteed.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy.
Say goodbye to unwanted critters with Repelzol from Bon-Eyed. Trusted since 1926. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us, and we're so glad to have some wonderful stations all over the country, like WEEO FM 103.7 in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania. A big shout out to Patrick Ryan, our general manager there. Patrick, thanks so much for putting us on there. We really appreciate it. Joe, we get a ton of emails from all over that part of Pennsylvania. Must be a lot of home improvers up there.
Yeah, Pennsylvania and Ohio, that whole central area is, I guess that would be the, from where I am, I guess it's just not quite the Midwest, but almost the Midwest. There's a lot of homeowners and a lot of people looking to for information. So give us a call, send us an email. We'll help you out.
We'd certainly love to help you out any way we can. That phone number is 800-946-4420. And you can send us an email anytime you wish. todayshomeowner.com/ask. I'll tell you one thing that's happening all across the country. People are getting their decks ready for a lot of fun. We're going to start, everybody can start getting back together very soon, and we can start having those nice barbecues and grilling out back, but the deck has to look good. On the line right now is Preston with a deck question. Preston, welcome to the show.
Danny, I've got a new 24 by 16 foot deck. It's treated 6/4, 6-inch pine with the railing is also the 6/4 boards with cap on top. Mm-hmm. My question is, I want to do the preservative. I'm thinking about using a sealer.
Uh-huh.
And I would like some advice on which one to get, and can I do it with a spray, a garden spray gun?
All righty. Well, how old is the deck? How long has it been in your yard?
It was built in July of this past year.
Okay. Well, it's probably etched well enough, and a lot of the pressure treatment has probably evaporated enough that it will accept a sealer like you're talking about. Most all of the sealers can be applied with a pump-up sprayer, but the real key thing there is to make sure that you use a brush to brush it in. You really want to force that sealer down into the pores of the wood. That's going to last longer. It's going to protect the wood longer, and I wouldn't go cheap on that sealer. I would buy a really good quality sealer. Behr has a really good one from Home Depot. And also, a lot of people may not have heard of Flood brand, but Flood is also a really good sealer that has the UV protectors in there that will keep it from fading, and will really hold up very, very well. You just want to make sure that it is clean and it is nice and dry before you apply the sealer.
That is the case, and that's why I want to put it on there now, because it is still clean, and I'm thinking about going something clear and not stain it. Is there a difference in whether one will look better than the other?
No, not really, and I'm kind of along the same lines with you in terms of keeping it clear. I love the look of wood. Joe and I also, if you decide to introduce a little bit of color to it, we would recommend a semi-transparent, and that way it still soaks into the pores of the wood, but you can still see the color of it. But once you put the clear sealer on it, you're pretty much going to be with that from now on, and unless you wait many, many years for it to kind of fade away. But I think you'll be in great shape. If it all looks good, just check it out. Make sure your screws and nails are in good shape. Sand any area that you might have some splinters here and there, and you'll be in great shape.
I have one other question, Danny. You mentioned brush it after I spray it in.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Are you talking about with a paintbrush?
Yeah, just get you a big 4-inch paintbrush. You know, an inexpensive one would work just fine. Then just spray a few boards, and then just lightly brush it. You're not having to do much to it. It's mostly just kind of evening it out, and then do a few more boards like that, and it'll roll along there pretty quickly. Joe, what do you think? Do you think on most sealers one coat is enough, or do you think Preston might want to go with a second coat?
Yeah, Preston, read the label. Typically with a clear water preservative, they recommend two coats, but they need to be applied within a 24-hour period. So you'd want to, do that. You'd want to get two coats down. Now, I'm not sure why you can't wait longer, but unlike most finishes. But in any case, so do it within a 24-hour period. And another option is you can use a sprayer. You can use a pump-up sprayer. You can use a HVLP, which is a high volume, low pressure electric sprayer. But Wagner has a new deck staining tool that you might want to check out. It's called Renuvo. It's R-E-N-U-V-O. And it's a long handle. It looks almost like a, what those Swiffer mopper things look like for cleaning your floor? Looks like kind of like that. And has a reservoir. It's about $40. It has a reservoir that holds stain or sealers or whatever. And you basically just walk along, and it has a pad, so it kind of scrubs it into the, forces the sealer into it. So it saves you from spraying and then brushing. You probably do it all in one pass. And it even has a narrow vertical line of bristles that go down between the boards. So it actually does the surface and the edges.
Wow.
Hmm. Check that out, because that might be an option as well.
Thompson's Water Seal has been recommended. Is that good or bad?
Well, a lot of opinions out there. I will have to tell you that I would not put it on any of my deck. I think it's kind of watered down a little bit. It's certainly very well known and very widely used, but it won't hold up as well as some of the other sealers that are out there, Behr brand or Flood Company brand. They might be a tad more expensive, but you certainly will get your money's worth out of it.
That's what I was hoping for. Thanks for the advice.
Hey, our pleasure, Preston. Get out there and get that deck ready for those big gatherings you're going to have this summer. And we appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you for coming. Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to give you a little tip here about some easy flower bed borders. If your lawn is healthy, it's going to grow, not just up, but often out as well. That's great when it covers those thin spots you might have in the yard, but it's not funny when it begins taking over your flower beds. That's why there's a lot of pricey flower bed border products out there. And, you know, the challenge is finding something that's flexible. You want it to be durable. It needs to be effective. And we're all watching our money, so it needs to be economical as well. You know, one of the solutions I discovered is using recycled paver blocks. You know, I had a stack left over from a pathway project that I did, and, you know, I was able to, you know, use those without them just sitting there. But if you don't have any around the house, you can usually find them secondhand, you know, online for just a few cents on the dollar. You can keep an eye out for those. And you simply just dig a shallow trench around the bed, about half the depth of the paver, set the blocks, you know, on edge, then pack the dirt back in on either side to hold the pavers in position. And you can make straight lines or curves depending on the variety of the pavers. You can create some pretty interesting patterns as well. Now, this tip brought to you by our friends at Exmark, the official mowers of the backyard life. And for more great ideas and inspiration for your outdoors, check out Exmark.com/backyard. We've been producing a lot of videos for them of some pretty innovative things that you can do outside your yard. And of course, Exmark mowers are well known for their versatility and the ability to really cut a yard like a pro mows a yard. And Joe, this is it's getting to be grass mowing season right
That's
now.
Right.
It's kind of just sitting there, but before we know it, we'll turn our backs and we're having to cut the grass every week or so.
Yeah, in fact, this is a great idea of using the pavers as a border. In fact, I shot a simple solution last time I was down in Mobile visiting Danny, which will be airing on a TV show pretty soon, where we show cutting a little trench. And it not only keeps the grass from encroaching so easily into your flower bed, but it does create a nice line where you can mow against, which makes it a lot easier. So you're not riding your mower half on the grass,
yeah,
half in the garden bed or whatever. So yeah, I thought that was a great idea, and we shot a simple solution of it.
Yeah, that'll be coming up really, really soon. Hey, if you just talked about a pump-up sprayer, all of us have those pump-up garden sprayers, but I'm telling you, after I tell you about a brand new sprayer from Ryobi, you're going to go and throw that old one away, because now you can run that sprayer with a battery. I'll tell you more about that when we come back, and a lot more calls, a lot more emails, and a lot more information that I guarantee you can use around your home. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you watch my television show, you may have seen us use a battery-powered garden sprayer. Boy, it's a lot easier than the old pump-up style sprayer. I've basically thrown my old sprayer away because, you know, it just makes it so much easier. And now Ryobi has taken that step, that idea a little further along with a new electrostatic sprayer. This new unit was developed to help people disinfect their homes and small businesses more effectively, but it's also great for applying cleaning solutions, herbicide, pesticides, and other lawn and garden products. The sprayer offers precise spray patterns from 2 to 10 feet, but the electrostatic component is what makes it so special. As the mist of liquid leaves the sprayer, the particles are electrostatically charged so that they're attracted to even surfaces that aren't in the direct path of the stream. Now, that delivers much better coverage in hard-to-reach places and reduces the time required to do any project that you're doing, maybe as much as 50%. And of course, it's powered by the same 18-volt battery you already have in your garage that you use for all of your Ryobi One Plus tools. So if you're interested in this Ryobi electrostatic sprayer, you can check it out at homedepot.com. Have you tried one of those cordless sprayers out before, Joe?
I have not, but I heard you talk about them now for the last several years, so I'm going to have to get one, and I'm going to get this new one. How about that?
It's really pretty cool. You know, it's got an arm strap on it, and you just basically, you know, put it over your shoulder, and, you know, you push a button, and then you can adjust the spray. And, you know, because, I mean, boy, when you have one of those pump-up sprayers, it's just, I mean, I don't know. It seems like they always, you know, leak down on the pressure, and you have to pump them all the time. So I decided a few years ago, I'm going to buy the last sprayer that I'm ever going to have. So I went out and bought one, this metal one, like stainless steel.
Right.
And, man, it was just, it was awesome. And I used it, and I said, okay, this is great. I took it and just kind of haphazardly threw it in the back of my truck, and it hit the edge of a shovel and pierced the side of it with this big gash in it. Done. I used it one time and I threw it away because there's no way to patch that. I guess I could have tried some epoxy, but I was so mad I took it and slung it into the dumpster and said some bad words and drove off. But so I'm not sure the moral of that story, but don't
throw stuff in the back of your truck. That's the moral.
That's right. Clean your truck out every now and then. That's maybe
or
that's
clean it. Danny's truck out every now and then. Maybe that's the moral.
Hey, let's get some of these emails here. We appreciate you send in these wonderful emails that have come in over this past week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This one came in from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Joe.
Go Packers!
Yeah, I knew it was coming. Okay, this one says, hi, I live in a 20-year-old four-unit condo with attached garages. All of the garage floors are cracking at the same spot. The concrete is also chipping away by my garage door, which allows water to enter. My neighbors are not as concerned as I am about this problem, but I've been looking for solutions in hope that I don't have to replace the concrete. What options are out there? I would really appreciate any help that you can offer me. Well, of course, when you're talking about cracks in concrete, you have to really determine whether or not those are expansion and contraction type cracks, which normally they are, but if they're settling cracks, then you have a more serious problem. Easy way to do it is to take your 4-foot level and put it down over the crack. You're not trying to see if it's level. You're trying to see if one side of the crack is equal to the other side, if they're even. Now, if one's lower than the other, that means something is actively settling and you need to get a specialist out there. But if it's just expansion and cracks like we see so often, or chipping like that, you can make it look a lot better and seal it off very well by using Recap. That's R-E-C-A-P from Quikrete. I've used it many, many times, and not only will it fill in all of those cracks and make it even, but also you can just put a light coat over the entire surface, and it'll look brand new. But if you're in a condo situation like this, you'll probably have to talk with the condo association, if there is one, or at least get your neighbors together and see if they can share the cost and the labor on. It's not that expensive, but it does take a little finesse in order to make that work. Joe, we talk about Recap all the time, and I'm still so convinced that it can solve the majority of the problems that people have, because usually when you hear about cracks in concrete, it's not a settling issue, it's just a little ugly.
It is, and the fact that this goes across four garages indicates that there's some problem going on with this concrete. But the good thing about Recap is you can mix it a little thicker and use it as a patching compound first. Like she said, there's some chipping by the garage door. You can fill that with a slightly thicker version of Recap, let that cure, and then go over it with the resurfacer, which is a little thinner, which spreads out a little easier. But again, since this is a condo, you're right, first place to start is a condo association, because they probably wouldn't even let you start messing with the garage floors without their approval. So that'd be the first place to start.
Exactly. So hopefully that can be a very simple thing. Let's go to another one here. Thomas writes in, I am constantly getting junk mail from companies offering to clean and service my HVAC ducts. I have a feeling that this is just nonsense and just a way for a technician to find something that might be wrong. What do you think? Another kind of controversial subject that we've dealt with quite a bit, and not all people that send things in the mail to you soliciting business are bad. We don't want to give that impression at all. But there has been, over the last 10 or 15 years, a real push for people to sell this service of cleaning ductwork. And Joe, you and I've talked about it a number of times. There is value to that if it is necessary. But if someone comes in and use scare tactics that, oh, this is terrible, oh, we're going to have to replace it, I might be able to save it if I clean it, you don't want that type of approach. But what do you think overall industry opinion on something about cleaning ductwork is?
Most HVAC experts say that there's no reason to, should not ever be a reason to clean the ducts. Because first of all, you're treating the cause, not the symptom, right? So you want to stop the dust from collecting. Now, if there's a huge buildup of dust or there's bacteria or something like that, you might have to clean it. But the way these are cleaned is they run a vacuum through it. But they only run a vacuum through part of the system because you can't reach it all. You know, ducts that are in the wall that they just can't get to. So the number one thing you should do and they recommend is just vacuum. Vacuum your home at least once a week, if not more often. And what you're doing is you're capturing that dust that's not getting blown through your system and maybe getting past the filter. And of course, we talk all the time about buy the very best filter you can, change it regularly. And if you do all those things, if you vacuum regularly and change the filter, then you shouldn't have a problem with dust in the ductwork in the first place.
There you go, Joe Truini, straight to the fact that you don't necessarily need to do that. And so maybe just take that junk mail, throw it away. Don't worry about it, but change that filter on a regular basis. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy to understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete all around your home with the elegance of granite as easily as painting? You can in just a weekend with Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings. Terrazzo is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and more with lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com. Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
Hey, I want to remind you about something that you need to do. You may not think about maintaining your basement door. Now, if you have a basement, you know that really has to stand up to a lot of weathering and so forth. And like any other part of your home, a basement door needs some maintenance from time to time to make sure it continues to do its job really well for a long time. The first thing to inspect each spring and fall is the finish of the door. If the paint is scratched or chipped in any way, you should touch up those areas as soon as possible because because exposed metal areas will begin to rust, and that'll certainly shorten the life of the door. A new coat of paint may be necessary for the entire door every few years. Next, you'll want to check the area under the door for moisture. If you see any signs of water, look at the seams between the basement door and the concrete foundation. If the caulk in the seam has been damaged or deteriorated, you'll need to apply a fresh bead of caulk to solve that problem. Now, even without leaks, some moisture is natural in a space that's below grade, so it's important to open the door frequently during some really nice weather to circulate some fresh air and just make sure everything dries out in that area. Now, at the top of each door, there's a U-shaped flange called the header channel. This moves water from the opening like a gutter, and just like the gutter on your roof, it tends to fill up with debris from time to time. So to avoid an overflow or leakage, clean out the header channel periodically. All moving parts require some lubrication, so a few sprays of something like a multi-purpose lubricant on the hinges and a slide bolt locking mechanism will keep the doors swinging a lot more freely. Now, these tips are brought to you by Bilco, the leader in basement access products, and you can find out a lot more on how to get more out of your basement by visiting bilco.com. So I've seen a lot of rusty old basement yeah. doors that someone just had, and you go to open it up, and you know that metal, I mean, it'll just delaminate after a while. Sometimes you'll open it up and you end up with just nothing but a doorknob in your hand. So
I've never heard of that tip of opening it occasionally to air it out, but that's a good tip, of course, because they're often wet and they don't dry out very quickly. So that's a great tip. Hey, listen, Dan, I just want to mention one other thing. We were talking about the importance of changing the HVAC filter, air conditioning filter. Mm-hmm. How you should always buy the very best one, buy an electrostatic one. You know, the little cheap $2 ones are basically worthless. And there's a company, it's called Air Threads. And the word threads is spelled without an A, so it's Air Threads without the A. Mm-hmm. And it's a washable filter. And it's supposed to be super effective. I don't know anyone who's ever tried one of these. I have not. And they can be washed. You take them off and you wash them like in a washing machine. You can wash them up to 30 to 50 times.
Wow.
Depending on how often you're running your system, your HVAC system. So that's just something else, another filter that someone can check out. Again, it's called Air Threads Washable Filter.
Yeah, great idea. And do take the time to change that filter on a regular basis. If you have something like a washable filter like that, you probably want to, wash it out maybe once a month. If you have an electrostatic type filter that is not washable, then you would change that about every 3 months. So either way, that's something that's an easy thing to do. And while you're there, when you're taking that filter out, if it's a traditional air handler that may be in your hallway and you have that space underneath the air handler, make sure you put your vacuum cleaner in there and vacuum out that whole area in there. That's really, really important if anything gets through that. And I'll tell you something, Joe, that a lot of people don't realize.
If your
plenum area in there, if it is not sealed well, then when the air is pulling through that, it'll actually pull under the baseboard and under the rat seal to pull dirt into it. And I saw a situation recently where there was this buildup of dirt right around just one area of the baseboard.
Right.
And the people just said, why is that? I clean it and it comes back. And I open the right around the corner in the hallway, I opened the door there and took the filter out. And you could see right where that was pulling it under there. And it just had quite a buildup of dirt all around the carpeted area there. So, if you have that, it's pretty easy to grab any kind of caulk, clean that edge, and caulk on the inside behind the filter area to prevent that from happening. That's just one of those real odd things in trying to understand how an air conditioning system works and the problems that go along with it.
Yeah, it just goes to show there are little cracks and seams that are open, and you start pumping that air, you create a vacuum, and it's going to be sucking air from someplace. Our homes are so tight these days, and a little crack like that, who would have guessed? It would be dust and dirt through.
Exactly. Had a lot of calls come in on the hotline. Let's take one right now from Ralph.
Hi, I was hoping to get some advice on a little backyard project that I've got. Just leveling the ground for an above-ground pool. I've got a little bit of a slope, and it's kind of concerning me, the possibility of a cave-in, whatnot. Just need some general advice on the right way to do this.
Okay. Well, Ralph, what I would suggest to get a 4-foot level and then a really good straight 2x4 that would be the same length as the width of the pool, and then use it. You can really tape the 4-foot level on top of that 2x4 and just use it to really level the existing ground. You'll probably want to remove any grass or anything and take your shovel and your rake and get that nice and level. But then go buy some crushed stone. You can buy it in bags very inexpensively at Home Depot and just sprinkle that all throughout there. I would try to put maybe a couple inches there, then use a hand tamp and just tamp it down to compact all of that crushed stone. And then again, continue to use your 2x4 with your level tape to it to make sure it's nice and level, because like my buddy Joe Truitt, he said, you hate to have one side of the pool deeper than the other side of the pool by having it unlevel, and it just won't hold up as well. But Ralph, that should take care of that. Just a little bit of sweat equity out there, and you'll be able to have that pool all summer long. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with a simple solution.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tight Bond Radio Spot, take one.
In a world where adhesion is king.
What?
One brand.
Wait a minute, is your script
sticking all kinds of amazing things together?
That's true, but
it's the greatest innovation since nuclear fusion.
Now remember, this is for Tight Bond.
Oh, right. Tight Bond. No hype, no gimmicks. Just reliable adhesives from a trusted source for generations.
Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home. So why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Time for Ask the Bond-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Bond-Eyed Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Bond-Eyed Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Bond-Eyed. Learn more at Bond-Eyed.com.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
Hey, want to remind you of that special new section that we have on todayshomeowner.com. It's all about metal roofing. You can find it at todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. It's brought to you by our friends at the Metal Roofing Alliance. You'll find all kind of great information and a little inspiration if you're considering a metal roof for your home. They're so popular these days, but they're also a little misunderstood in terms of how you can do it, what they look like. You'll be amazed at some of the metal roofing that's available, and you can see it right now at todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. Now, while you're there at Today's Homeowner, you may want to click on that simple solution button, sit back and relax and watch over 500 simple solutions. It'll take you a little time, but right now Joe has a fresh one for us. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, Danny, if you want to keep mosquitoes from ruining your backyard summer gatherings, but you don't want to spray pesticides all over the place, try this. This is how to make a non-toxic mosquito repellent. Into an empty glass jar, add 3 sprigs of fresh rosemary, then fill the jar about 3/4 full with water. And next add 10 to 12 drops of lemon eucalyptus oil, and then 2 or 3 slices of fresh lemon and fresh lime. Then just top off the mixture with a small tea candle. So you just take a little tea candle, you set it on top, it'll float right on top, light the candle. So between the herbs and the citrus and the candle, if you just set this out on a table or on your deck, wherever, it'll keep the mosquitoes away. And you can reuse it for probably, you can keep it maybe after a week, you want to dump it out and replenish it, and reuse the candle. But that's all you need to do. If you put out a couple of these, first, it really looks kind of cool.
I was going to say, you get the right type of glass there, or vase or whatever, it'd probably kind of be attractive there.
Yeah. In fact, if you go to Simple Solutions, todayshomeowner.com/Simple Solutions, you'll see a video that just posted. And I used a large, what do you call it, like a canning jar, one of those ball canning jars. And it does. It looks great, because it's clear and you see all this herbs and the lemons and limes. So try it. And it really does work.
Oh, that sounds great. That's another good simple solution for something. And boy, what good timing and everything. We were out, my wife and I were riding bikes the other morning, and boy, the mosquitoes were just biting her back. And I drove up beside her and slapped her on the back and everything. She didn't care for that too much. And then she ran into a donkey and she went off in the ditch. No, I'm kidding about that. We always kid about all these
Danny
horses.
Often sees donkeys on his morning bike ride.
I'll tell you. And they look at me with such an evil stare. I don't know why.
Really?
I guess because I'm always laughing at them because we talk about them. So I see when I laugh at them, they don't think it's funny that they're stuck out there in the field eating grass. But anyway, I think it's
should
kind of
stop and bring them up. I don't know what donkeys eat. Bring them an apple or something.
I need to
befriend the donkey. I'll need them sometime.
I'll research that. I'll Google donkey snacks and see what I can come up with.
Purina donkey chow. Go buy yourself a bag.
Hey, that pretty much wraps up this first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Always want to remind you about our podcast. You can find out all about it by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you upload your podcast, you will find Today's Homeowner Podcast there. Now, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, don't worry about it. You can catch up on the podcast or you can go to todayshomeowner.com/radio and find out what's taking place in the second hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And certainly want to remind you, you can send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can give us a call on the hotline, 800-946-4420. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
The donkey's gotten in the way of my signal.
Befriend the donkey.